Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
My wife is a New Yorker, so she likes to bust my chops. You know, she talked me into taking Pilates class with her just so she could make fun of me in front of new people. We get there, she's like, yeah, guess who's here? My husband. I wear the pants in this relationship. I was like, yeah, but I wash them. Just for that little jab, I'm gonna shrink your jeans a little and make you feel fat. And there's a female bodybuilder in our class. Have you ever seen one of those ladies? I wouldn't make fun of her, but she makes fun of me. She'd be like, what's up, girly man? And I'm like, what's up, man? Yeah, her name's Tiffany, but I nicknamed her Greg. But I'm pretty sure she's stronger than me because her weights are 30 pounds and my weights are purple. That's not manly at all. Like, dude, what do you bench? Violet. My wife kind of has like a gruff smoker's voice, you know? She's beautiful, but picture like a pretty little butterfly just floated down and it landed on the back of your hand. It was like, how's it going? The first time I met her, I was like, are you talking into a fan?
That's comedian Pete Lee on Working Out With His Wife, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, 732. Got your Halloween costumes? Yeah, we're going to give you some ideas. Also, why millennials are moving out of the big city. It's Thursday, the 13th of August of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, here we go. Let's begin with Halloween. 96% of parents say they still plan to find a way to celebrate Halloween with their kids, according to a new poll by the folks at Party City. But 7 out of 10 of those parents are looking for alternatives to trick-or-treating. The top trends they expect to see this year at Party City are more decorations, more neighborhood parades, and people leaving bags of candy on doorsteps so that it's all contact-free.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the costume trends they expect to see. Horror movie characters, we're going to see a little bit of a resurgence. That's in the number one position this year because they include masks. There are a lot of masks that just naturally go with horror movie characters, a la Michael Myers from Halloween.
Sure.
Video game characters. They're expecting a lot of Fortnite, Halo, and Super Mario costumes this year.
Oh, yeah. Those are always really popular, aren't they? Fortnite?
Sure. And you'll see a lot of everyday heroes this year because of coronavirus. A lot of frontline workers, doctors, nurses, police officers, that type of thing. Expect to see characters from Frozen, which are still popular with kids. Tiger King costumes, Wonder Woman characters, Harley Quinn and other characters from Birds of Prey, skeletons, other undead costumes like zombies, vampires, and Day of the Dead outfits. And since it is an election year, you're more likely to see politicians or really anything else election related.
We dressed up as politicians once.
That went over big.
Yep.
That
you one. Were Donald Trump and I was Hillary Clinton.
One of the greatest Jeff and Jen videos of all time.
You guys really pulled it off, though.
We did something.
Yeah, you did. You looked great. That was before you were Nancy Jordan.
We did. Right? We did Hillary and Donald, and maybe this year, I don't know, maybe we do Joe and Kamala.
We could, but then that's pretty one-sided.
I think
both sides need to be represented.
Maybe we do Kamala and Mike.
There you go. We could do a VP thing.
Since we've already done President Trump.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And I could be Amy Acton.
And I'll be the governor, right?
Yes!
And you can be the sign language.
Yes!
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Yep.
All right. We got some good ideas going on here. Meanwhile, let's talk about millennials and how their preferences have changed since coronavirus. Back in 2008, when the recession hit, millennials started flocking to big cities because that's where the jobs were. Well, things have really changed because jobs are moving online now. We're seeing a lot more commercial and retail space available. They're moving out of the city. City prices, of course, have skyrocketed because it's, you know, it's the city.
Right.
So this makes a lot of sense. According to a new survey, they've been talking to millennials who have been renting in urban areas these past few years. Less than half of them say they're planning on staying in the big city or renewing their leases in big city apartments.
Getting out.
Yeah, only 47% of millennials are planning on hanging around big cities long term. More than a third are thinking about moving out of there this year to a either more suburban or more rural area. 16% aren't really sure. They're going to wait and see what the rents are, I guess, and see what's available to them. The survey also found that a small percentage of people have already moved out of big cities since the pandemic started.
I mean, you've been a city dweller for most of your life here in Cincinnati, and now you're doing suburbia. How are you comparing, and how are you doing out there?
You know what? I'm doing really good. I don't know if my preferences changed or my needs, I suppose, have changed a little bit. You know, I do need to live in a quieter area for my side hustle, but I really just love hanging out in that backyard, man. You know, we can revisit this conversation in the winter when no one's going out, but... Yeah. I bought a different car that's more conducive to driving, you know, that's more of like a road trip car. And, you know, I just love the neighborhood. Like, I'm sitting out on the porch in the morning, which is covered, and waving at people as they go by, sipping on my coffee. And
you think it's,
I'm eating outside every night.
That it's new to you?
No, because I was living there 3 days a week anyway for the past 10 years. So it's not like this isn't already familiar to me.
I miss the vibe of a city, though. Like I live pretty much in the country. Like, I live in Ross. I mean, we have, like, you know, grocery stores and stuff like that, so it's not super rural. But I came and had lunch or dinner at a friend's house who lives in Mount Adams last week, and I just was like, ah, like, I missed that whole feel of, like, the city, like, living in the city and having a gorgeous downtown view. And
you require a lot of stimulation.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So,
you know what I've noticed, though, like, you know, doing real estate, and I would say I should show it and take people all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Loveland, Miami Township. A lot of Oakley, Pleasant Ridge, Norwood. The people whose kids have gone off to college and they have grandbabies now, they're selling their house in Loveland and they're moving downtown to a condo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I've seen more than anything.
They need a vibe, as far as, man. Like, they're ready to get back there. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of empty nesters that have done the same thing because they're looking for walkable neighborhoods. But I think where I live, I live in Kenwood now. And if you don't know my story, if you're new to the show or you're just tuning in, moved in with Kristen. We've been together for many years now, and it was time.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenwood is like the perfect location because you're literally right off I-71. You can kind of hear I-71. It's not super loud, but it's close enough that you can kind of hear the highway noise, especially when it gets busy. And I can walk to Kenwood Mall. So there's a lot within reach.
Oh, right. I like
it's
that.
It's a great compromise.
Yeah.
So if you're going to live in the suburbs but still be within arm's reach of access and convenience, and when we move to Oakley, when the radio station moves its facilities to Oakley, it's going to be even better.
Yep.
Let's talk about the silly things, the silly little dramas that flare up in the workplace. There's a 32-year-old man who posted on Reddit's Am I the A-Hole board earlier this week about how...
I love that board. Am I the A-Hole?
Am I the A-Hole?
If you're looking around and there isn't one in the room, then the odds are...
Chances are it's you.
It's you.
Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to be an A-Hole.
He posted about how his 29-year-old coworker started a vegans-only club at work. Now, these folks work for a company that allows people to start lifestyle clubs that are actually partially subsidized by the company. It's a nice perk.
Okay.
So he started a meat eaters only club.
Why okay. not? I like, I
why
mean,
not?
Vegan versus meat eaters.
But the people in the vegan club
got mad,
were so horrified. They filed a complaint with HR because they maintained the meat club was, quote, exclusionary, offensive to their lifestyle, and they maintain that eating meat is not actually a lifestyle.
It's the same thing they're doing, just opposite, right?
I don't know. I think veganism kind of is a lifestyle. I don't know.
But so is meat.
I don't know. Yeah, but do you walk around? I mean, when you live a vegan lifestyle, you have, there are very specific things you have to do, like, every day. When you're a meat eater, you could just go about your business and get meat and do meat anywhere.
You can't go about your business and do vegetables everywhere.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm really going to have to sit with this one and think about it.
Well, I think it's the same.
HR weighed it. They looked at it. They considered it. And they approved the meat club. And now, once a week, the members of the meat club go out to get a burger or they go to a steak place for dinner. The guy says, though, that there's been some fallout. Even though human resources approved his club, the woman who started the vegan club now won't talk to him. And the whole issue is dividing the office. It's a big drama.
Sounds like she needs to pick her battles.
There's so much division right now. Do we really?
I know. That's what I was feeling. God. It feels like the vegan club might need an extra activity to stay busy.
The people.
Well, maybe the reason.
It's time to go save the bees today.
Yeah, let's do something vegan-ish.
Like, I would wonder, what is the percentage of the population that is vegan? Maybe the purpose.
Small, right?
Right. I mean, the purpose of creating the vegan club was to bring people together who are living in a very small minority. Like, it's not very difficult to find other meat eaters, but it might be a little difficult to find another vegan or two in the office that you can all go out to lunch together at a vegan restaurant and do your vegan social thing. It's easy to find it when you eat cheeseburgers.
So if Jen were running the human resources department, she would say, I'm sorry, but there's just too many of you meat eaters.
But because you know what it feels like? It feels like the meat people are just doing the meat eaters club to stick it to the vegans.
It looks like 3%.
I'm sure that's true.
Of the American population are vegan, and that is like a 300% increase this year alone.
Yeah, it's growing, but still, it's just 3%.
Well, the people on Reddit have spoken.
They have cast
their votes, and they have said, he is not the a-hole.
Yeah, and what percentage of those people that voted are meat eaters?
And what percentage I get what you're saying, Jen, but that woman who's pissed off needs to grow a harder shell.
Yeah.
A peanut shell.
As well
that's
as
from the earth.
If you were the HR director, don't you feel like you could find some all-inclusive activities for everyone that could bring those two groups back together? I mean, clearly not like a food day, but maybe you could do something else.
I don't know.
Fritch and I formed a fried chicken club. And our first meeting is today at 11.
The FCC.
That's right. We call it FCC. Tim will be joining. We've invited Tim to join our club.
Because I'm a flexitarian.
Yes, you are.
I eat only meat half the week.
When it tastes good.
Reduce my cholesterol and heart attack range just by about 50%.
We have excluded Jen because she doesn't like meat on bones.
They do have tenders. We check the menu.
They do, actually.
That's funny.
Yeah. When we kick off the rib club next week, we'll try to find a place that has like a McRib or something without a bone for you.
No bones in there.
Jen has started a multivitamin supplement club.
There you go.
I'm also a member of that one, too. Yes. See, you can be part of multiple clubs.
You can. You can overlap.
Tim will join damn near every club.
Yes, he will.
Right. It's like joining a credit union. You know, there are certain qualifications or other affiliations you have to have in order to qualify, but one way or another, there's a way to get in. One way or another, we'll find a loophole in there somewhere. This is interesting, too. A guy in Germany is going viral after he posted a photo of a tomato salad he ordered at a restaurant earlier this week. It cost $7, and this has got to be the world's laziest salad because it is literally just some sliced tomatoes and some raw onion on top. There's no seasoning. There's no dressing on the side. There's nothing else. That's it. $7 for a sliced up tomato and a little raw onion. Mm-hmm. You know how Christmas stuff shows up in stores earlier and earlier every year? That is happening with pumpkin stuff, too. I just glanced up at the TV, the Today Show, one of their top stories this morning, Dunkin' Donuts is rolling out their pumpkin lineup next Wednesday, and it includes their pumpkin spice latte, apple cider donuts, and more. Starbucks, on the other hand, is still holding firm. They will not be releasing their pumpkin spice latte until the end of the month, damn it.
Have you guys seen that meme that's going around that's like, can we all just agree 2020 is horrible that we can allow the pumpkin spice lovers in your life to just rejoice? Because, you know, they take a lot of heat for the pumpkin spice latte being basic and all that stuff.
Let's just let people drink what they want to drink. Let's let that one go. You know?
I mean, come on.
You know, hey.
Let them enjoy pumpkin spice.
If you want to do pumpkin spice year round,
yes.
Knock yourself out.
Right.
But if you want a meat eaters club, I'm sorry. There's just too many of you to qualify.
Tim, are you in the pumpkin spice latte club?
I don't like all that bleep in my coffee. But I do like pumpkin stuff, like pumpkin cake, pumpkin pie,
bread.
Pumpkin donuts, pumpkin bread,
pumpkin
seeds,
muffins. Yes.
I was devastated. Mimi's closed.
Oh, they did?
Oh, they had the...
Queen of the Chain restaurant over here. You weren't there enough, Jen. Spent too much time at Noodles and Company.
I know. That's probably my fault.
They did have good muffins there.
They had the best, and they had the best pumpkin muffins. You know who else has really great pumpkin? Panera Bread. They do just the little pumpkin tops. You know, where they slice out... You know, the top part of the muffin is always
like
the best.
Like the cap?
The cap that's overflowing the top of the...
The muffin top.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the muffin top. It is, and they sell just the tops.
If Jen ever turned up missing or if she ever had a tantrum and walked off the show, like Noodles and Company would be the first place you'd go look.
Where's the closest one, Kenwood?
Please don't ask.
I know there's...
How do you not know?
There's
you
one on Tyler Road.
No, it's not in Kenwood. I think they closed the one in Kenwood.
Montgomery Road.
You better know right now.
Yeah.
I don't know, but y'all keep bringing up Noodles. I don't bring it up, but y'all keep bringing it up. And now all I want is some macaroni and cheese with extra cheese.
They have
and
the best pad thai in town.
I don't know about that. I've had some pretty good pad thai other places. But the macaroni and cheese is solid.
I can't find Jen anywhere. Have you checked Noodles and Company?
She's burying herself in a big bowl
of
pasta.
Check Panera.
Jen, we're sorry we were mean to you. Come back. Come back to work.
No, I'm done.
You can start your own Noodles and Company club.
Nope. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to eat the rest of my macaroni and cheese. Then I'm going to have one of these... huge ass Rice Krispie treats that's as big as my head, and I'm gonna like it.
Oh, let me tell you a little bit something, Jennifer.
Speaking
I was
of
just
our
reading
FCC.
Yes, our fried chicken club today that we're going to after the show had a little note on their menu that said, make sure you ask us about our, I think it's like AJ's Rice Krispie treat.
Oh,
and Fritch said, I'll bring one back for Jen if she doesn't
go
with
really
us.
I did say that.
I just don't think I can make it. I did not get my 5 hours alone time yesterday. I got 0 hours alone time yesterday. I went straight from here to balls, you know,
where?
I was in it.
I was gonna say,
I don't know what the hell she's talking
to the walls.
I was just knee deep in it all day. I did not get any Jen time yesterday. And if I don't take advantage of that short little window between here and mommy time, it could be rough having that kind of situation 2 days in a row.
Taking the long way home.
It's a situation of self-care.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because yesterday during the show, we had a meeting, a morning show staff meeting at 11:15. And at one point during the morning show, Jen said, I'm going to have to leave at some point. I'm going to have to leave early. We're like, what time? What do you have going? I don't know, but it's going to be early.
That's inaccurate.
Well, you said you had to pick Jacob up.
You said 1 o'clock.
Asked,
you said
well,
1 o'clock.
I asked you, no, I said, do you guys know how long this is going to last? Because I usually pick Jacob up at 1:30. If I'm going to be late, I need to let them know.
Yeah. But you hung in there.
Of course I did.
You did great.
I'm a team player.
I, on the other hand, was like, can't you tell him you have to be somewhere at 1:30 so we can get out of the meeting at 1?
So I legit had to use the restroom. Like, I had to pee.
Oh, yeah?
But I didn't want to, like, be rude. I was looking for an out opportunity to slip out. So finally, at the end of the video that was played, I walked out. Used the restroom, came back, and you guys were gone. Like, you would left.
Meeting over.
Yeah.
The moms were in their cars.
We wrapped up.
Well, I had gotten up to go to the restroom, and then you went to the restroom, and then when we came back, I was like, Jeff's standing up. This is a good sign that the meeting is almost finished. And then I was like, it's time. It was like 1:15, and I was really itching. And we left, And Jen and I were in our cars and on the highway before the boys even made it back upstairs.
It's true. But Patty even called me later and she said, hey, so how do you think the meeting went today? Are you cool with it? I'm like, oh, yeah, I just had to go to the bathroom. It's all good.
Was everybody gone when you came back?
Well, you guys were just, we were still
up.
There,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Jen and Fritch were gone.
Yeah. Well, because we are like that. We're moms. And if they're like, you get free time, we're like, we're in the car and getting our free time.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the only reason.
We have two full-time jobs.
It's nothing against
you
guys.
We go from one to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it was a good meeting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here? Google's cars. You see them all the time driving around, taking pictures for Google Maps Street View.
You know what's hilarious is the Street View for our home that we just sold. Chris is unloading his car.
He is?
Oh, that's so funny.
So, like, you click on the house address or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There he is, taking something out of the trunk.
What do you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I wonder how often they revise those, they update those.
Like every year, every other year, are something they? Like that. Maybe even more often.
Yeah, a guy in Lima, Peru was recently looking through Google Maps, and he spotted his wife sitting on a bench with another man's head on her lap. Even though her face was blurred out, he totally recognized her. And he confronted her about it, and she admitted it. She was, in fact, having an affair.
Uh-oh.
So, they're getting a divorce.
What do you know?
What are the odds? I don't even ever look at that.
I know,
do you?
Right? It would be just the off chance. That's your intuition. I mean, if you're going and checking that, his intuition was telling him something.
Hmm.
Yeah, but how would he find just some random park bench?
I don't know.
You know? Like, I look at Google Maps for real estate type stuff here and there when I'm investigating neighbors and neighborhoods and roofs and what has been updated since the last time the Google car drove around. But to just randomly click a spot and randomly see a person on a bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I used to get cards from real estate agents all the time when I was in my old house, and they would send a picture of my house that I don't know where do you pull those
County.
From? Because it would be, it would be the house back in 2002 when I moved into it, right? So it had my old blue minivan in the driveway and the trees are really small. I'm like, can't you update that?
Meanwhile, a woman in Ohio flipped out when she couldn't get a burger at 9 o'clock in the morning.
When you want a burger, you meat eaters, don't you know?
Whopper with cheese sounds good right about now. This happened at a Burger King in Bucyrus, Ohio. I guess it's halfway between Cleveland and Columbus.
Hmm.
Her name is ironically cheery. She is 41 years old and goes by the name Sunny Beach.
Aw, what a fun name.
She walked into the Burger King in Bucyrus, said, I would like a Whopper with cheese. And the employee said, I'm sorry, we're not serving lunch yet. She started yelling and swearing at them.
Mm.
It's not clear if she got physical, but somebody called the cops. She eventually left, but police tracked her down nearby. Turned out she had an outstanding warrant from a previous incident.
Mm.
If I had a warrant, don't you think you'd kind of want to lay low a little bit if you were aware of the warrant?
Mm-hmm. Are you always aware of the warrant?
Sometimes, no.
When I got arrested, I was not aware of that warrant.
Yeah.
What was your warrant for?
I didn't
for?
Pay my speeding ticket in time.
Mm-hmm.
Thought
that
I had
happens.
30 days. It was 14.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked at the courthouse, that was something that would happen often where it was like they would get pulled over and they'd be like, you have a warrant. And they're like, for what? And it would be something small like that or they didn't renew their license and they forgot to show proof that they renewed it.
Yeah.
Little stuff sometimes.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.